The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
It is time for the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
I am very strongly in belief that we have a great group of young men on our football team. We have a great culture on our football team. We had our highest GPA we've ever had in the fall. We've got the most kids doing a lot of the community outreach that is really positive. So there's a lot of good there that comes out of our kids that probably doesn't get noticed as well, especially with the things that have happened here recently.
Yeah, a lot of talk from Kirby at the press conference yesterday. The media peppering him with questions about the culture with the football program. I thought Kirby did an excellent job handling the media yesterday on a very sensitive topic. Kirby has really improved as a head coach dealing with the media, and thought he did an excellent job yesterday handling all those questions right off the top. He had to know those were coming. So good job, Kirby Smart. Had a chance yesterday to sit down with Bulldog receiver Ladd McConkey. Here's that interview. Ladd, congrats on last season, both as a your team accomplishments and your individual accomplishments. You guys stepped up big, took the Bulldog fans on a big championship run for the second year in a row. Tell us about this year. Are you excited about this 23 season?
Heck yeah. I'm excited to get back out there. Obviously, spring ball starting today, so excited to get out there, see some new guys, and some guys that are about to step in and fill some roles. So I'm excited to see those guys and looking forward to it.
Now, I'm assuming you're stepping into a leadership role coming into this year.
Yes, sir. I mean, I feel like this being my fourth year, I gotta step up and be more of a leader and kind of show those younger guys how to practice. And, yeah, it's a great responsibility to have, so I'm ready for it. I'm excited.
Looks like this wide receiver group, you guys, you've loaded up. I mean, this is a deep and talented wide receiver room that you're going to be in here. A lot of competition going on this spring, I would imagine. What are you expecting to see?
Yeah, I mean, the young guys that have came in, and even the two transfers with Dom and Ra-Ra, those guys came in ready to work, started attacking the playbook, a weight room, all that stuff. So yeah, I'm excited to see them and get out there and compete against everybody. And I feel like that's what makes us special. We have so many great guys at every position, and I mean, you got to compete for it.
Ladd, talk about your receiver coach, Brian McClendon. His dad and I played at Georgia, and then we coached together years ago. So I've known Brian since he was a little boy in diapers. What about from your perspective here? What kind of coach are you getting in Brian McClendon?
Yeah, I mean, just having him last year, it was awesome. He's taught us so many things on the football field and off it, too. So we're super excited. I'm excited that we're able to build this relationship even more with him. And for the young guys coming in, just being able to take everything in. He's been around the game for so long and has so much knowledge. So just for us to have him as a coach is awesome.
All right, it's going to be a little different now. Stetson Bennett, not around any longer, making a play for the National Football League. Got a quarterback competition. You're going to be asked about this 1,000 times leading into the season. What are your thoughts on the competition as you head into spring football?
Yeah, I'm ready to see all those guys compete. They're all hungry. They've all been working. And I feel like, I mean, every one of them wants a chance at it. So spring's going to be huge for them, and yeah, I'm excited for that, and all those guys are competitors, and all those guys are great quarterbacks, so I'm ready to see them go out there and compete, and I know they're ready to get out there too.
you really thrived under Coach Monken, who's moved on to the NFL. Mike Bobo stepping in, a guy that through the years I've really liked and appreciated. What kind of changes are you anticipating here?
Yeah, I mean, anytime a new OC comes in, I feel like he's going to have his twist on everything. The good thing is we had Coach Bobo here last year, so we've been able to build that relationship with him and kind of see what kind of coach he is and build off that. So we're ready for it, and I know he's going to have some great stuff to throw at us, and whatever he does, we're going to attack it and go out there and just do it.
Lad, you really stepped up last season individually. What is it you want to accomplish this spring? What are you focused on during spring football practice?
Yep. I mean, I feel like every time I step on the field, just try to get better on my craft and even as a teammate. So just like you said earlier, kind of go out there and be a leader for the younger guys and show them how to practice and also myself just work on my game. And I feel like there's always room for improvement, and I know I left a lot out there last year, so just work on some of that stuff and just kind of this will be a stepping stone going into fall next year.
Well, best of luck this spring. We appreciate your time today, Ladd. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Ladd McConkey, one of the playmakers on this Bulldog team, and he stepped up big the last 2 years.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.